This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Ah. The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
To think when those happen, the old Bulls lights.
Oh, nice.
That, like, yeah. That as we start, the whole audience is sitting in one arena, the lights go off, you're eating popcorn, and you go like, oh, the show's starting.
Even though I'm a Wisconsin homer, Bulls years where they would come out to that song were just
shocking. You know what's crazy? Is that whole intro with the music, with the lights, that was just one goober's idea. Somebody who worked for the organization was like, hey, can I pitch something?
Yeah, like, okay, go ahead, Dan.
So the way we intro our stars, Michael Jordan, Scottie Pippen, it's like, go on. Rather than just start the basketball game, what if it was like a show? And then you go, yeah, now all of them, they have like fake fireworks. But beforehand, I'm sure it was like you went to a high school game. You would have that in like the 70s NBA.
You were just like the Chicago Bulls versus the Indiana Pacers.
Yeah, and then you'd have a bunch of like degenerate gamblers being like, I got 4 points on the kid from Indiana.
Yeah, yeah.
Basketball and everything used to just be like gamblers and then some scouts and then like a few fans.
Oh, yeah. And then when the dunk happened, everyone was like, wait, what?
Yeah, exactly. There was something that occurred that's really funny to go old NBA when it was a league that was failing. And then you watch those specials where they'll be like, I mean, at that point, the Knicks were bleeding money. We were just about done in the NBA. You have footage and there's like 9 people in the crowd.
Well, also, before the 24-second clock, I mean, guys, yeah, like, so the team offense would have the ball for, like, 3 minutes. You'd be like, boy, this is the worst thing I've ever seen.
Just pass.
It's just pass. Yeah, just, like, wait till you see something.
So there's 5 minutes left in the game. We're winning by 5. What do? Hold the ball. And the audience goes, like, this is very boring.
Okay, wait, Jake, we have breaking news.
I put something in the group chat for us.
Well, this also, I was getting hit up about this as well yesterday.
No. This is a different thing.
This is different?
Kevin, take the lead. Okay. I can't see what's happening.
The transcription reads, good afternoon. This is tough.
Hold on. Let me set it up first, we recorded yesterday for several hours. I got a phone call during the recording. Didn't answer it. I am building a recording studio at my place, and hopefully it's going to be like next month. It's this company called Tough Shed. So they called me to like set up when we could lock in building it, I just didn't answer it. So
this is amazing.
So iPhones now can like auto transcribe voicemails for you. And so while we were recording, I like did a double take. Gareth, do you want to read what it transcribed as?
Absolutely, Kevin. It would be an honor.
Hold on. So Kevin, you spoke into your phone what you wanted the voicemail.
No.
The voicemail became this.
Yes, exactly. This is what iPhone says the voicemail was.
Understood.
If it was, that's problematic. Good afternoon. This is tough reaching out for Kevin, reaching out to see if everything was coming along with the foundation work for your new Tough Shed penis that you were ready to get on schedule for installation, or if we need more time to get that completed. When you get a chance, give us a call and update my number here. Thank you.
So several people texted me, how's the foundation for your tough penis?
Your tough penis.
That's pretty good.
Your tough shed penis. So the new studio is going to be inside of a penis?
Basically, yeah.
That's
which
exciting.
Is, I think, setting up what Gareth was about to say, which is we've been getting hit up about a different tough penis.
Well, on the Hannah episode, we talked about, well, I can't remember what it was
called.
Clone
Willy.
Clone Willy. Mm-hmm. Clone Willy, where you can clone your genitals for whoever, I guess. Mm-hmm. And Clone Willy has been messaging me at quite a clip.
messaging you for real.
Directly. Seeing if I would like the free material to either Garrett, make my penis a cast or have someone make a vagina for me.
Is that, you know what's sad? They didn't reach out to me.
Well, I bet you they did. I bet you just didn't see it. I'm at the level where I see these things sometimes.
Was that Instagram? How'd they find you?
Well, they followed me on Instagram, and I think they emailed the show
and put it in the YouTube comments too.
And then on Twitter, they were like, please let us DM you, because my DMs are closed to people I don't follow. They're like, please follow us so we could DM you and get you a free mold kit. And I did think, like, is there any point to me doing this?
Yes, come.
But I don't want to, like, but what, well, okay, so what's the reveal in your head of this produced bit, Jake?
Give it to Luke.
I have a
See, have a great show, everybody.
At no point am I going to be like, all right, now let's bring out that penis of mine.
No, the reveal is you've got a long-term roommate who you travel with. You guys are good buds. He gets you coffee.
He doesn't need the extra penis of mine.
I know, but
he has the
funniest,
real thing.
It's the
I think
funniest
it should be
birthday.
For you when we're not recording.
It's the funniest birthday gift you could give to a male friend in the history of gifts. If you one day gave me a gift at like my big birthday and it was your Gareth. Your new gag gift could be giving everybody in your life on holidays.
Why do I feel like I just called the show?
But this is a great gag gift.
Okay, here's what I'll do.
Yeah.
I will clone my penis.
Yes!
Okay, so there we go. So we have reached a deal.
I'm very excited about this turn of events.
It's called, what is it? Clone Willy? Clone Willy. We've reached a deal. Yeah. I think it's, well, whatever it is. Either way, I'm doing it.
You're going to do it. You're going to keep this updated, and we're going to see what happens.
Burns off in a fire or something. Yep. Anyway, Jake, this whole thing isn't about cloning our willies. We have a great episode.
Today we've got a fun one where these are my favorites, where the follow-up is part of the call.
But so, also, this follow-up is not our standard follow-up.
Mm-hmm.
This is a very strange follow-up.
You're right.
Because...
Well, let him have
you'll
it.
See.
We'll see.
It wasn't intended to be a follow-up.
No, it wasn't.
It's a follow-up.
So, guys, this is a really fun one, and without further ado.
Hello.
You flushing a toilet?
Hello. Yeah. Was that a toilet flush?
Did you just literally flush a toilet?
No, I made a hard right so I could pull over.
Oh, respect. I wish you were sitting on the ball.
So great.
Name, please.
Stephanie.
Stephanie, where are you calling from, Stephanie?
From Jersey.
Jersey. Nice. And what's your favorite band?
My favorite band?
Yeah, who do you like to listen to?
Bon Jovi.
It depends on the mood. I gotta be honest, I really like disco.
Disco?
What a crazy.
Okay, and how old are you, Stephanie?
39.
39 years disco. Young. And what's your sign?
Sagittarius.
Sag.
Nice.
Okay, and what do you do for work?
Office manager.
Okay. So you're a Sag, you're Stephanie, you're in Jersey, you like disco, you're 39, you're an office manager.
Disco is... Agreed. Are we ever going to get over that? I can't glaze over that too quickly.
We're going to see if it has anything to do with what our problem is. Steph, the floor is yours. What can we do to help you today?
All right. So I started going to the gym like 8 months ago, trying to lose weight, be healthier.
By the way,
you know,
quick pause.
Arthritis is hitting.
Stephanie, quick pause. This has never happened. Kevin laughed before when you signed. We've never had him laugh this early.
It's exciting.
It's exciting.
I know what the call's about.
I know.
Yeah, that's why we're all excited. He goes, you go, huh? And he goes,
he's like, all right.
This is new. So, Stephanie, 8 months ago, you started going to the gym.
Started going to the gym, but I've been following this local gym for about a year now. It's a lot of bodybuilders, male and female. So
respect.
I was intimidated and self-conscious. Pulled the plug, started going. And like then I'm seeing, you know, people like these bodybuilders or really anybody. They post themselves in their stories. They tag the gym. So I've been following this gym for a year now. So I could see the progress that strangers have made.
Right.
Particularly this one woman who went from being already healthy and fit to like, she's like jacked and muscular. So when I first saw her, when I started going, I was like, hey, I've been following you, blah, blah, blah. Probably made myself look like a creeper, whatever. I was like, it's a happy compliment. Like, I want to give her kudos. So I did. Now, fast forward three months ahead of that, or like a couple of months from here, whatever. we're doing cardio side by side, and we're just BSing, like very big. Like,
let's give this lady a name, Stephanie.
We'll call her Beth.
Beth. So Beth and you are doing cardio next to each other, okay?
Yeah, and we're just like chit-chatting. And all of a sudden, Juicebox by The Strokes comes on into my earphone. And I don't know why, but I thought it was funny. And I'd show her my phone, and I point to the name of the song. I said, this could be your nickname.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
What? Juicebox?
You can't call somebody with steroids.
Well,
Juicebox.
This is...
Box?
Oh, my Lord. You are... This is...
You know what this reminds me of? The woman who had the ashes and goes, I hope you don't get the butthole.
Yes. Yes. It's you need... it's something
what the
that
fuck?
It's something that when you get into podcasting, have what I call a mouth bouncer.
Yes.
Which
that's
is
right.
the joke guy who goes, it's slow not... Down. The juice ain't worth the squeeze.
So you said to
juice
a
box.
Woman
juice
who clearly does steroids, this could be your nickname, Juicebox.
Oh, fucking A. What a great thing to say.
See, I don't want to say she clearly does steroids because this is an all natural. Like they're super into it.
And, sure. Okay. But still.
And like, so, I thought it was funny. My fiance wasn't with me. He's usually my mouth bouncer.
Respect.
Okay.
So what happened? What did Beth do? You're on a treadmill. You said, hey, Juicebox could be your nickname.
Yes. Looked at me like I had five heads said, oh, and I just turned, haven't said a word to her since.
You friendship ruined it. You know,
well, you didn't even have a friendship.
I know, but they were building one.
Were you?
I mean, it would have been nice to. I'm new to the area.
You weren't. It wasn't like you and her were like, hey, we had two lunches. We went out for quinoa bowls after the workout. Like, this was still pretty much a stranger. And you were like, I got to kill her.
Yeah.
I'm going to juice box her into my heart.
Okay. So you called her Juice Box. It's ended it. And so what is the great setup? What is the specific question we could try to help with?
What do I do?
You
do I just continue ignoring it? Just leave it? Mm-hmm. Or do I approach her via... and I unfollowed her on social media. Probably made it even more awkward.
Why did you unfollow her?
You're making wild moves.
Stephanie.
Yeah.
Why would you unfollow the lady you called a
juice box? Dare she?
How dare she?
How dare she?
She wasn't following. She wasn't following me. I don't know. I was probably really stoned and in a mood.
Respect.
By the way, weed factoring into this helpful for context.
I agree.
Let me ask you this: a little high when you were doing the cardio that day?
At least the night before.
No. I can't. The weed does not motivate me to go to the gym.
Respect. Okay.
Okay, so the question, Gareth, is this: Stephanie works out at a gym. She just moved to the town. She's been watching people work out. Beth got really strong in 8 months, and Stephanie was impressed. She complimented her a couple of times. She followed her on Instagram. She became a little bit of a stalker, but not in a bad way. They're doing cardio next to each other. Stephanie and Beth are slowly becoming friends. Stephanie hears Juicebox by The Strokes and goes, this is you. You're a fucking Juicebox.
It's a crazy problem.
Beth offended.
Beth, I think, honestly, it might be my first time where I pitch, you should just take your time and try to build a time machine. Like, put all of your time into just trying to figure it out.
And so the question is, what do I do now? As your friend, I mostly don't give this advice, but you got to let this one go. I don't think there's a world where you go back and go like, the explanation for calling you juice boxes, I didn't think of juice as terror. This is a lose-lose. I think
it's hard.
You walk away.
My personal instinct would be to do that.
Yes.
Would be, you know,
it's
what?
Over.
Whatever. It's a fucking gym. I'll tell you a story. I used to go to the Y in Milwaukee.
Yeah. Bragger.
And things were good. And and Latrell Sprewell, ex-NBA player, see Jake's interested now, used to work out there.
Trying to feed my family. That's why he passed on a $25 million contract.
Choked a coach.
Yeah.
He's a Milwaukee guy.
Yeah, respect.
And I saw him there, and I would always see him, and I'd be like, man, it's fucking crazy. He's so tall.
Yeah, 6'8".
And so I one day got the balls to go up to him and just say something when he didn't have his headphones in, and I completely blew it because I went up, and I hadn't really thought of much, but I just went up to him, and I said, I love to watch you play. And he looked at me like, what? And he literally didn't say anything, and he turned around, and I was like, that was horrible.
So I got advice based off of that story. I think this is going to be, Stephanie, this is going to be very simple, and this is going to be a short one. You got two options. And before we pitch what option two, the details, we're going to need from you. The number one option is you walk away, you bury this one in shame. This was just a bad life moment, you move on. Number two, the I love to watch you play, is you double down and you approach her and you say something really weird and you heighten the weirdness. So
that's a wild double down.
But this is where what Stephanie called us.
I know. So I've got ideas. They're not good either.
Go ahead.
Walk me through your double down weird.
Well,
pitch.
I was going to go to her, but do you have ideas outside of that? Okay, let's hear yours. Because I was going to go.
Okay.
Choose your own adventure.
My first one is that you apologize and you say that you've been on drugs for the last few months. And you tell her that you had a drug problem and that you were doing some hardcore shit.
I love this.
And it was unfair for you to say that. You think because you were
I'm an addict. And
because you were on drugs, you thought it was a little more comfortable. You apologize. You know that it was that. The other one is just leave the fucking gym. Yeah. Just go to a different gym.
That's a walk away.
Like Jake said, ignore it. But here's my crazy one. My crazy one is
apologize, you're a drug addict wasn't the crazy one.
No, I got one that's going to make that seem fine.
Great.
Okay.
Love it.
You're near her. Right. You're working out, uh-huh. right? Get in her vicinity. Give her she clocks you.
Yeah, that's juice box.
You know?
Yeah, she hates her.
And when it's just you and her next to each other.
Treadmills.
Fake an injury. Badly. Start crying. Pretend you've like torn your ACL. She's going to come over to help you. That'll create a moment that's a little organic. You can be like, take 2 days off the gym. Say you went and saw someone. It's not a tear. You pulled something. But God, her compassion in that moment was so great. It's giving you a restart.
Stephanie,
mm-hmm.
you got the walk away. Part two of walk away is leave the gym. You got number two, I love to watch you play. You could just walk up to her and go like, I love to watch you lift weights. Or I love to watch you squat.
You're a pleasure.
See, you're a pleasure. You're a pleasure in the gym. I want to squeeze you.
I've got your weird double down if you want.
What is it?
When she squats next time, just go up to her and go, you ever worry you're going to poop?
Or when she squats... When she squats, you go like this. Mama's gonna squeeze back, daddy likes to squeeze all night.
The who?
Yeah. Or when she squats down, you go like this. That's my juice box. Squeeze it out.
I'd love to see you get stuck like that.
Yes. So that's two. Three. You go ahead, Stephanie. Okay. No, you go ahead.
I'm sorry. I really now want to buy a fart machine, hide it in the gym, and every time somebody
you're
squats,
out of your mind.
Hold on. Hold on.
In a great
way. She's right. But I'm going to finish the pitches, but I'm going to end on yours. Three, apologize to her, walk up to her and go like this. Hey, Juice Box, I want to let you know I'm a drug addict. I just got into rehab. I was on crystal meth. The reason I said that.
Been pilling.
Four, fake an injury. And five, the best idea that we've ever had a caller call us with. Get a fart machine, and whenever somebody does squats, just blow farts, and you're going to get kicked out of the gym within 2 weeks.
This is a better way to leave.
This is go out in a blaze of glory.
Yeah.
They can talk about you for years. The woman goes, she called me Juice Box, and somebody goes, she farted every time I lifted a weight.
I'm not going to... Your pitch is insane, and I'd never push back against it. What do you think?
Stephanie,
what
are you going to actually do?
I really want to do the fart machine thing.
Will you film
crazy.
It?
Crazy. And yes, please.
I
will
definitely film it if I do it.
If, hold on.
But
is
I'll
this,
probably just.
Okay, so you're not really going to do the fart machine.
I want to.
Then
I
do it.
Please.
Do it.
We called your show. Please do it.
You called a steroid lady Juice Box.
You.
This is your life, Stephanie.
Obviously, your gut instincts are the right ones. Bring the fart machine into the gym and use it.
Did you ever see that Leslie Nielsen interview with the fart machine?
Best.
No.
So Google Leslie Nielsen fart machine press, and that's going to give you a nice push to get that fart machine. I honestly think this is weird advice, but I think you're right. I think the way you do this is you don't leave the gym. You don't go up to her and tell her you love watching her squat. You don't fake a weird injury. You don't tell her you're a drug addict. You just get a fart machine, and whenever somebody squats, you make a fart noise, and you laugh your ass off, and then go home and get stoned with your fiance and laugh until they kick you out of the gym.
I would do it. I really would.
You've already entered a danger zone, so go out with a blaze of glory.
I agree.
Stephanie, are you going to do this?
The fart machine?
Yeah. Yes.
I'm really tempted to.
What's holding,
you're a terrible influence.
What's holding
you
back, Stephanie? Stephanie, what's
friends?
Holding you back?
We're your buddies. Listen to your buddies.
You already called
the
lady a juice box.
The only thing holding me back is my... Well, because she's muscly, like juicy, muscular,
Stephanie?
And in a box.
Stephanie,
wait, wait, what do you mean?
Wait,
and in a box?
What do you mean in a box?
Well, you know, ladies, a hoo-ha is a box, right?
Oh my God, you meant
You're
her vagina's a box?
Calling her steroid vagina?
Well, no,
you called her steroid vagina, Stephanie.
You know what?
How rude.
So here's another pitch. Next time you just go up to her and call her Roy Gine.
Yeah, you can't. I did not realize you meant box like, hey, look at you. You're a juicy box.
I
you're
can't
gross.
Believe you.
You are gross.
You're,
by the way, that's sexual harassment.
And by the way, you can bring a fart machine
fart
in.
Fart machine's basic
not,
now.
That's two steps back from what you're doing.
You sexually harassed a poor woman at the gym and called her steroid vagina.
You're a juice box.
Holy cow. Did you put, you didn't put boxes.
In what world do you think this woman's going to talk to you again?
Hey,
this is one of the greatest split second decisions.
Or me on a treadmill next
to
a strong guy
so
and go,
pure.
Hey, juice cock.
Hey, Roy Schlong.
Yeah, you got a nice big dick and you're strong. You can't do that. I don't care if it's woman to woman. This is inappropriate.
It's great.
So here's our final.
I'm gonna try those names tonight and see if I get laid.
You will. You will.
Without question.
If a woman ever called me steroid cock, I'd be like, thank you. That's all I've ever wanted to hear. Like,
well, listen, you know, it's
my
pretty
dream.
Good.
It's my
pretty
dream.
Good.
So, Stephanie, I couldn't recommend enough leaning into the fart machine. Your days at this gym are numbered. Now that we've gotten to know you a little bit, you're going to cross a lot of lines and you might end up going to jail.
Well,
I think the fart machine is your safest
and,
bet.
And the thing is, you're not going to put up those numbers on the bench that you're taught. You're not making those gains.
No.
But you can be a legend in
this
gym.
I agree. It's time to lean into a different type of gain and best bench press the fart machine and just go hard. What do you say? Are you going to do this?
I'm going to start looking to see where I could hide it.
Okay, great.
Will you please
you have to
follow up?
Legally.
Oh, yeah, of course.
We'll go to your gym if we have to. We demand that we
this
stay included and we follow
up. If you got video of somebody
it's
doing squats and then your fart machine, and we'd know, Stephanie, you're going to start laughing and you're going to blow it.
No, yeah, you're not. This will be your last day in the gym, most likely. But please go for it for our benefit.
Thank you for the call.
You got it. Thanks, guys.
Say hi to Juice Box.
This episode of We're Here to Help is sponsored by Philo.
Philo has shows, movies, live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with a 7-day free trial.
I gotta tell you, if you got a 7-day free trial and you don't have a TV system you're liking, try it for free.
Yes.
There's no contracts. There's no commitments. There's no hassles.
It's a better way to watch TV. And they have a lot of shows.
Yes.
We could highlight a lot that we like, but why not just start
the
at
challenge.
The top with the
Love
Challenge.
After Lockup.
By the way,
Quiet
love,
on Set,
love,
The Dark Side of
love,
Kids TV. Did you see that?
Yes.
Crazy.
But don't sleep on Love After Lockup.
I agree, by the way.
You and I are so connected with this sort of stuff.
Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC, and it's free for a week, and it's only $25 a month. There's no contracts, no commitments, no hassles, just a better way to watch TV.
That's
Let's get to that
right.
call to action. Kevin, you're moving around like a fucking drug addict.
So why don't you sign up today?
You guys are skipping around.
Why don't you sign up today at philo.tv/GilSentMe? That's right, everybody. That's philo.tv/GilSentMe to get 50% off your first month. Philo!
This episode is brought to you by a long sponsor.
Yes.
That we're thankful for.
And
that
we love.
Is ZocDoc.
Yes, Jake.
ZocDoc is a free app and a website where you can search and compare highly rated in-network doctors near you and instantly book appointments with them online. Garfman, we've used this.
Pretty straightforward because it... Like, when you try to get appointment, it's just, it eliminates the problem with trying to go see a doctor.
Yes.
Which is that you're like, oh my God, they don't have an appointment for 6 weeks. They're too far. They don't take my insurance. Whatever those things are eliminated by ZocDoc.
ZocDoc is honestly great. Gareth and I do both use it.
Yep.
So go to ZocDoc.com/HTH and download ZocDoc app for free. Then find and book a top-rated doctor today. That's ZocDoc, ZocDoc.com/HTH. That's ZocDoc, patreon.com/HTH. This episode of We're Here to Help is brought to you by MeUndies, Gareth.
That's right, Jake. Listen, you know how weird it is. I mean, underwears or drawers are like the Wild West of wardrobes. There's no rhyme or reason.
You know what I'm going to say about MeUndies, and I'm going to keep this nice and simple, especially for dudes in underpants.
Yeah.
I like it easy. I like it comfortable. And I don't want to look like I'm wearing a weird diaper. And I like the way MeUndies feels. It looks good, and they ship it really easy, so you can get a look that's not ridiculous, and it can be at your door. So get 20% off your first order plus free shipping. I think that's a solid start. At MeUndies.com/here to help. So that's MeUndies. Undies would be UNDIES.com/here to help. Put that promo code in for 20% off plus free shipping. Just try it. They're underpants. You're going to like the way they look, the way they feel, and you're going to like that you didn't have to go shopping.
And they're not going to diaper up on you.
MeUndies, comfort from the outside in.
Hello?
Hey, how's it going? You're on? We're here to help. Oh, what's that, buddy?
Oh, sorry. Saying hey, guys.
I'm in the middle of the intro, so I'm going to need to keep the momentum going. You're on America's number one podcast with Jake Johnson, Gareth Reynolds. Can we get your name, age, and where you're calling from, please?
Yeah. My name is Brandon. I am 26 years old, and I'm calling from Atlanta.
Wow, 26. Remember that, Jake?
I'm still 26.
Okay. Weird response. What's going on, Brandon?
Gotcha. So,
couple of 26 year old, you and me, B.
No.
Couple of kids.
All right, Brandon. I've got a problem, but we'll deal with it off air.
Yeah, yours is you're going to be 50 soon, you geezer. Okay. Go ahead, Brandon.
All right, Brandon. 26 Atlanta. What's going on?
All right. So, last year, I really wanted to plan a fun event for me and my friends. About an hour outside of Atlanta during the summer, you can rent a boat for the day. And it's a ton of fun. I love boats. My uncle had a boat when I was a kid, and I just had so many fond memories of that. So I really wanted to create memories with my friends.
You
now
like
that
boats.
We're, you know, of age, love boats. Yes. But can't own one. So we got to rent it.
Sure.
But last year, when I wanted to rent this boat for my friend group and have a great day out on the lake, we called it BK Wants a Damn Boat Day because I was 100% committed in organizing this boat day. We had about 25 people. It was so much fun. We had a double-decker pontoon boat that had a kitchen and a water slide. It was
a lot
just
of boat talk.
This feels like a boat globe.
Great. I feel like I'm in a boat infomercial.
Whatever the version of name dropping is, but with a boat, it feels like, okay.
All right, so you had a big boat, 25 people, Brandon, floor is
kitchen,
yours.
Kitchen, water slide.
But the issue this year is the amount of people that came last time was a bit much. We weren't really going anywhere on the lake because it was just too heavy. Mm-hmm. Also, another thing with the friend group is it got kind of clicky. There's some drama that got created during the winter, and so it's a bit tricky now
winter
figuring
drama.
Out you know the second yeah the so, so winter drama put some issue into it.
So is the question, who do you invite?
Yeah, so the advice that I would want from you guys is, how do I navigate these invites? I'm a pretty drama free guy, but a slight people pleaser. So
no guys allowed.
I hate saying no to people.
Dan Balzerian, boat.
Have you ever seen a video of a guy rapping on a boat? You ever see other guys? You, nine ladies, on a boat. Thank you for the call. I'm kidding. Okay. So it's hard. So you're, how many people are you trying to get to, Brandon?
Well, I'd like to narrow it down so we've got a decent amount of people. I don't really know the number, but I mean, I don't want to have such a heavy group this time where, you know, we're not really able to go anywhere on the boat.
I didn't realize that part of the problem with boats and inviting, if you got too heavy, you couldn't go on the water.
Yeah.
You just had to sit there.
Well, that's a pretty good excuse for why you got to get the numbers that, but what are you talking? You're talking like 15 people. How many people you think you got to cut?
If you say, I don't know, I just don't want to be sitting there on the boat, I want to get to the water again, I'm going to hang up the goddamn phone. Brandon, we're teasing because we like you and we're excited about the call.
I appreciate it. I think I got to cut around 15 people. I
think 15? Solid. Wow. So you want about 10 people on this boat?
I think 10 people is a good solid group. Yeah.
I do too. Okay. So I will say, in terms of your earlier boat salesman pitch, it sounded like a bigger boat to me.
Yeah, it did.
10 people on a boat, that's like a little fishing boat.
Yeah.
With a slide on it.
It became a dinghy.
It became a dinghy. I was seeing a yacht.
I was seeing a lot of like,
I was seeing staff in the basement.
Yeah. I was Wolf of Wall Street. Yeah.
Now I'm seeing like one of those little cruisers in like Louisiana.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that's tough. And you want this to, you don't want the people to know you're making these cuts, obviously. You want to do this on the DL somehow.
Yes, would love to. Don't really want to create any broken hearts or more drama.
Understood. So here's what we're going to do, and it's going to be really weird for the audience and for us because we don't know these people. But we're going to do something right now, Brandon, on the fly.
Oh boy,
who's your number one? Look, in picture the group. You got 25 people on that boat last year. You're on a boat. It is sinking. They're going to die. This boat is, Brandon, it is sinking. Death is occurring. You can save one person. Who do you save? Who do you save? The boat is sinking. Who do you save?
The boat is sinking. I'm definitely saving my girlfriend.
Girlfriend. Okay. GF is on. She says one more person. Who does she save? Brandon, this isn't time to think. The boat is sinking. You're on the goddamn Titanic. We don't have a minute and a half, killer. The boat is going down. If you wait too long, you're a fucking dead man. You're swimming with the fish. You grab the girlfriend. She grabs somebody. Who does she grab?
I think she's got to grab probably my best friend.
Who? Who?
I don't know if that's who she's grabbing, to be quite honest, but okay. But
who's your best friend?
If I'm thinking about the group,
Brandon! The boat is sinking, you son of a bitch! Have you seen the Titanic? Don't be playing the fucking cello, my man. This is time to get out of dinghy. Who's the number one guy you save on that boat? Go.
I'm going to save my friend, Sean.
Sean, okay. Who's number two? You got Sean.
Boy, this is going to be
quick. Who else? You got Sean. Who else is coming in?
Oh, man. Next name comes to mind, Dan.
Dan, okay, good. Now, who are you bringing for your girlfriend? Who would be her number one? Quick. You got Sean. You got Dan. You got the girlfriend. Who are you bringing in to talk to her? It's a long dinghy ride. Go.
I think she's got to save her best friend,
who?
Katie.
Katie?
Okay.
Who's her other one? Who's her Dan?
Her Dan's got it. Well, then she'd probably save her boyfriend, Dennis.
Wait, Dennis. Okay. So you got, good. So you got Dennis. So now you can take a second. You got five people on this dinghy. You can breathe. But now you got to think about on the dinghy, you're going to be on the fucking ship for a while. It's a long way to get to shore. Who's good company? Who's an easy hang from the 25? This isn't best. This isn't worst. We're talking about you're going to be on this dinghy. There's not a lot of water. There's hot sun. Give me a name quick. Somebody just popped in your head. Who is it?
You know, if we're talking about good times, I'm going to invite my friend Kevin.
Kevin? Yeah, Kev's a good guy. Who rolls with Kev? Who's Kevin's number one?
It was Kathy's girlfriend, Ann.
Ann? Okay.
It's pretty easy. Okay. Just pick four people and their girlfriend.
No, stop. Okay, so now you got Kevin, who's a good time. You got his girlfriend, Ann. Who's another good time? Kevin, who's another good... Water's coming, Brandon!
Oh, man.
Don't old man me. You're dead. Who's another good time, Charlie? Go.
Well, see, this is also the issue. I'm a people pleaser.
The water's coming in! I don't have time to fucking yap. You're a dead man.
Yeah.
Somebody popped in your head.
I think he died.
So, I do, too. I'm trying to save him. Somebody popped in your head. Who should be on that boat quick? There's somebody in your head, Brandon.
Tom, probably.
Tom? And who's Tom's girlfriend?
Tom's girlfriend's Danielle.
Okay, so now I got to say, we're out of it. We don't have anybody else, but for fuck's sake, you know what? With you included, there's your 10.
There's your 10.
So, Brandon, here's your list. You, your girlfriend, Sean, Dan, Katie, Dennis, Kevin, Ann, Tom, and Danielle. You got 10 people. Have a great time on the boat, my friend.
Well, wait. Isn't part of this also how does he get out of it? Because your other friends are going to find out, right?
Yeah, you know, with the whole social media, people posting about the fun time on the
say
boat.
Say you got bullied on a podcast. Say you got bullied.
Well, I think, by the way, you have perfect evidence if you need to go with the boat.
So if somebody asked why they weren't invited, here's what I want you to say. Jake Johnson from New Girl told me these were the 10 I had to invite or I was going to die on the Titanic.
I mean, that's pretty good. You do have perfect evidence right here. I have two other pitches, okay, if you want them, on how we get out. We've got our guest list.
Yes.
This is what I would maybe do. I would maybe, and this is crazy, I would maybe send out an invite to all the people who were there last year and let them know you're doing it in like 2 months. Okay? A month before that happens, say there was a mix-up and you can no longer do it and you're canceling the event, you'll reschedule it at another time. Then you send an email to those 10 people and those are the people you bring. So if these people who, the 15 who were cut, if they find out, you go, it was kind of a last minute frazzled thing. I just kind of had to get a ragtag group together. It feels a little less calculated and a little more targeted.
But they then were reminded of the thing that they were excluded from.
Why? Because you sent out that first
one? They got invited.
Well, yeah, but he's saying, the social media part of it, like they're
going to hear it anyhow.
Yeah, I think they'll hear it through the grapevine.
What's your other way out?
I'm pitching a scapegoat. The other way out is figure out when it's one of these people's birthday weekends and you think they'll siphon some of the friends off, or a holiday weekend, book it for one of those. Hmm. Then those people might have other plans and you'll have a little bit more confidence.
And here's what I say on that. I think we got your list, which is why you called in. I think that's your list. And I think if people are unhappy about it, when the Titanic is sinking and you're on a dinghy and you only got 10 people, I'm sorry for the 11th. But I'm enjoying the dinghy with my 10.
I'd also just put it on Kevin or your girlfriend. Just be like, they made the list.
Thank you for the call. Bye, buddy.
Bye. Thank you, Brandon.
All right. Thanks, fellas.
Bye.
Hey, everyone. This is producer Kevin here. After the call, the caller emailed us pretty shortly.
Also, Jake and Gareth are here too, Kevin.
Hi, everybody.
We got an email from the caller pretty quickly after.
Thought the call was really fun.
While we were still recording, he emailed. And do you want to read what he emailed, Kevin?
Sure.
But this is a first for us. This was a call that we all thought was fun, easy, moved on.
And we're not going to make a habit of someone complaining and doing this, but go ahead.
This probably won't happen again, but we found it really interesting, and this was an experiment.
Yeah.
Yep. So he said, "Hey, Kevin, my call with Jake and Gareth did not go how I wanted it to go. I felt rushed through the whole call. It didn't feel like a conversation, and I barely got advice on the issue. I honestly didn't like how I was put on the spot and had to name a bunch of people when the issue I needed help on was how to navigate the invite, not who do I invite. I appreciate Gareth trying to bring it back to the issue and give advice on how to navigate the invites, but we barely talked about that, and then the call ended. I just thought it would go differently, more comedic like other episodes. I know I probably could have spoken and stopped Jake, but I was caught up in the emotions of being on the pod that I love. But I just wanted to leave this review as a longtime listener and now participant. Thanks again for the opportunity to speak with the guys, and best of luck with the show."
Yes.
So we talked as a team and said, what do we think?
Mm-hmm. And what we thought was, why don't we email him and say, do you want to call right back? So in this one session of recording, we had the first call, which you heard, and then our follow-up trying to alleviate the
right
email.
Now, enjoy the second call.
Second part of the show.
Hello?
Hey, Brandon.
Hey.
Hey, welcome back to We're Here to Help.
This is our first ever follow-up an hour after the first call because of a negative review from our caller.
Hey, guys, I appreciate you having me back. I didn't mean to leave, a negative review. Just kind of wanted to give you my honest feedback on how the call went.
Okay.
So go ahead.
Maybe it was because I ranted a lot in the beginning with the backstory, and maybe I didn't get my question across. But wasn't really feeling the whole vibe of name dropping people. Didn't really need help on who to invite, but just how to maybe send out the invites. I liked what Gareth was giving advice on, and the holiday coming up, or maybe sending a fake invite or something like that. That was pretty good. But that was basically my feedback.
Well, said you had 25 people and you had to narrow it down to 10. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Because you said the boat couldn't move, so we had to trim it down. And then you said, but you weren't sure how you were going to send the invite out because you're drama free. So it wasn't just how to send out a new invite. It was how to send out an invite and lose 15 people. Is that correct?
I guess I could see how the conversation turned out like that.
Did you, at the end of the day, do you feel like you have a good solution to your problem?
I felt like it was a decent solution. It wasn't what I would have chosen, I'd say. Sure. I could definitely send out this podcast and make it funny, you know, like that. So people understand, but
so what is the then specific question that we could help? If it's not, how do I get from 25 to 10 drama free? It's what is the actual question then? We can try to do that.
The question was more so, how could I send out let people know that they weren't invited to the boat day, or, you know, people are going to end up finding out. So how do I come up with that excuse? Or maybe, you know, what Garrett suggests, you know, having an invite to everyone and then canceling last minute and having a smaller invite go out instead. Kind of like that idea, but something to help that where I'm not creating more drama in the group.
We pitched on it, and we will, if you're not comfortable with those names, we'll figure out a way around
is
that.
Is part
to some
of it
extent.
You don't want those 10 names released?
I'm okay with those 10
okay,
names released.
So we'll just pitch again. We'll give you a couple more options on your problem.
But so then be clear for me, Brandon, because I'm a little confused. So because if I got invited to something and it said, hey, do you want to come to this? Then I got one. Hey, never mind. It was canceled. And then I found out because 10 of my friends still went. That's creating drama to me.
It's muddying the waters.
But you want something where it muddies the waters. Is that
I've got another
point. Hold on. Brandon feels I steamrolled him. So is that what you want, Brandon?
That is, no, I don't really want that. I don't want to create more drama. This group of 25 people, I mean, we've been friends together for a really long time. So this drama coming up and, you know, making the group smaller is all kind of weird. I don't really want to create more drama within the group.
Right. But you told us you are limiting the group. I mean, here's how you do it then. You rent the same boat, you invite the same 25. But you're saying you want to minus 15, but not create drama?
Yeah.
If you're on the show Survivor and 10 people got to get voted off, 10 people are going to get their feelings hurt.
Can I have a suggestion too, Brandon?
Sure.
Two words. Two boats.
That's what I was going to say. you do a sequel.
And you can, boats next to each other?
Yeah.
Well, or what you can do is two times. You do one, you do it two times a year. And you're having these two, two different groups.
You know what we could
Sounds
do?
Sounds like you have a lot of couples, so you could do a couples version, and then you could do a non-couples.
You could also do a Friday and a Saturday, and you create a sign-in.
Boat-tober.
So people, because you said there was drama in the winter, so people are not going to want to go on the boat with certain people, so if you do it, you can sign up for either boat. And you're the boat guy, so you're on both.
That's true. That does give me two boat days.
You're a boat day guy.
And by the way,
I am the boat guy.
You are. And by the way, you talked about this winter drama. There, you've got your escape boat. That you have the ability now to be like, look, there's been a little tent. Like, if anyone kicks up any fucking dust about this, the reason why you're doing two boats is because you don't want to get into it.
You want to limit drama.
There, you're limiting the drama.
And what do you think about having two boats, two different? I'm telling you though. You are creating drama, Brandon.
Maybe, but you're not. I think it's you still get your boat.
What if everybody wants to go on one boat and there's like three people for the other one?
I think the boat capacity thing is going to help a lot, though. I would just keep using that as an excuse. The weight limit. What do you think?
I do like that idea. It gives me two boat days. You guys know I'm the boat guy, so yeah. I get two boats, two separate days, or I could have it at the same time. I'm not opposed to that idea either.
Wait, how would that work if it was at the same time?
I think that's really fun.
I think that's
two boats at this, and then you're going from boat to boat.
Then you're living like the sitcom guy who's on two dates at the same.
But there's something fun about that.
Yes, yes.
If you have two boats and on each boat there's a different theme,
mm-hmm.
and you change from theme to theme.
I like that. You're like Mrs. Doubtfire.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. I like that. You do need to make the rule though that there's no abandoning ship.
But they can switch, but you can only have 12 on each boat at a time.
Brandon, you tell us.
You know, I think that's actually a pretty fun idea. I think, you know, people could be separated if they want. They can stay on their own boats. They can mingle together in the water, you know, maybe
sure.
International grounds. There doesn't have to be any drama in that area.
Sure, that's a weird thing like to that. Say that you're using maritime law, but okay.
But so you're creating your adjustment to last year is two boat summer, same day. What do you think about different themes on each boat?
Yeah, I like that idea. I think that would be a really cool idea, actually, because the two separate parties, kind of like that Friends episode where Rachel's got to go between the two parties that have different themes going on. Yep. I like that. That's fun.
And one boat could have a certain type of music mm-hmm. and a certain type of drink. The other boat could be like yacht rock yep. and rum cocktails. One could be like vodka drinks, ooh. More like hip hop.
One boat could be, I mean, you might not like this, but one could be like disco, and then one could be like affluent boat
yes,
people.
Or if it's one's a party boat
yeah.
and one's a chill boat.
Yes.
So it's like
one where you
want to
dance yes. and one where you want to chat.
Talk and hang out.
Yeah,
you know, that could work too, because the group is kind of split stoners and drinkers, so that
ooh,
could work too.
This is the easiest. You have and a weed boat and you have a booze boat.
And you know what? After this, you know what they're going to call you? The boat goat.
The boat goat. I
you're
like
now
that.
The boat goat.
So what do you think of that?
Cool, guys. Yes. I really like that idea. It's solid advice.
Can we just pat ourselves on the back for a minute and just say we were sitting here, we liked our call with you, we received
an
email, and we were like, oh man,
I guess we're not gonna
air it. Follow up, and now we've got a good button. My guess is we air these two parts together in one.
Yeah.
But
I want to make sure, Brandon, because on the first one it was steamrolling and that was intentional and we all found it comedic. Do you feel comfortable with that first one airing?
Yeah, I'm comfortable with that first one, Eric. Right. I think this is a cool follow-up series.
Me too.
You know what's funny? Huh. He's got a problem, and he's splitting boats. We had a problem, and we split the calls.
Brandon, enjoy the boat, buddy.
Have fun, boat goat.
All right,
send us
guys.
Picks when you
hey,
do
guys.
It.
Yeah, send us picks.
Yeah, what's up?
Definitely. I also have some advice for you guys. Would you
whoa.
Guys willing to
please.
Take it?
Yes.
Separate from the email feedback that I gave.
Sure.
But,
you're like a human.
You know, if you guys are looking for like other segments that you want on your podcast,
yes.
I think it would be really cool if you guys had like a Reddit page or something where people could send advice, and then you guys had a segment where you go through that and, you know, give like one short answers to the questions on that page. Just kind of want that out there. It's just something.
What is that really? I don't really know the Reddit thing. What does that mean?
It's like a message board. We do a lot of that on
you
the
do that
Patreon.
Oh, we do that.
Like,
we're starting
yeah.
on the Patreon. Yeah.
Yeah. But that's a good tip.
Yeah,
thank
be a
you.
Great segment for Patreon.
I love it.
Well, are thanks. You on our Patreon?
Not yet.
Have a good life, Brandon. We appreciate it. Take care.
Get on there.
Thanks, buddy.
Bye, bye.
Bye.
Thanks, guys.
Hi, producer Kevin here. We are back with part three.
Three of the saga.
Kind of.
It's not 2.5. What you think. We're not setting up another huge call, but we just wanted uh-huh. to conclude this.
Yep. So we got another email from the caller right after that said, hey, guys, I really appreciate the follow up and the opportunity to speak again. It means a lot to me that y'all took my feedback and made sure I was good on my end. And for that, you have a lifelong support and now Patreon supporter. I just signed up. Thanks, guys.
There we go.
So it was a happy ending. We're glad he called. We appreciate yes. him. And it turned out to be a really fun one for the show.
And I think the truth is that, you know, we genuinely care about solving the issues for the caller.
That's
and
nice.
So, like, again, we're not used to immediate feedback, but when we got that email, we were like, well, God damn it, let's try.
Right. This
you
is
know?
Why we're doing this for bits, but we
genuinely
wanted,
care. Yeah. We are invested in these calls. That's why we do the follow-ups. Yeah. That's why we always tell people to follow up with us.
Mm-hmm. Yes. I will say, Gareth, at least from the original premise of it, I think the original bit was we were discussing the idea of actually caring, but I don't think the three of us realized that we were going to actually get invested, and actually the amount of time we've thought and talked about callers and if they actually take the advice, I think that's the turn. And when like a guest will come on, like, you know, Greenfield was just here when, you know, he was doing it, he's looking at us like, well, just be honest.
Yeah.
And you go like, well, no, this community is a little different. Mm-hmm. If they wanted to do that path, they would have. But they're here for a reason.
Exactly. That is, people know they could just tell someone.
Yes, but they're here.
They call our show because they're in a predicament. And I think you're right. I don't think in any version of this show was I like, we are going to be like, when is Nipple Clamps going to reach out again?
Yeah, yeah. And also, when is Nipple Clamps going to reach out again? I'm and dying also, to know what's going on with
is
the principal.
It wrong that I keep emailing her directly and saying, follow hey, Gareth, up? Gareth, it I'm is. Gonna, I know
I'm
it
gonna,
is.
I'm going to end yeah. that one. Yes, it is.
Yeah. I know it is, but I'm saying, is it?
No,
you know
but
what I mean?
What I'm saying to you right now is yeah, stop. Right.
I know. And it's sort of like in your head, you're going, go. So
no,
it's kind of like, what
no,
is
No, no, no.
Yeah,
I'm
exactly.
saying,
no,
even in your, Gareth.
I'm just saying we're very Gareth, invested. And
legally,
if she could reply, yeah, legally, of course.
Stop it.
Absolutely. I couldn't agree with you more, Jake. Thanks a bunch.
This episode, Garfman, is sponsored by Rocket Money.
Oh, yeah, Jake.
It's a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions. It monitors your spending, and it helps you lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. I think the whole idea of Rocket Money is that we have all these subscriptions, I know I do, that we forget about, and then all of a sudden you're charged $14 a month, $16, $9, and you don't even watch or use those things. So try Rocket Money.
Well, you do the thing where you just are like, I'll do the week trial.
Yeah, yeah.
And then 6 months later, you're like, they got me.
So Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved a total of 500 million in canceled subscriptions, saving members up to 740 a year when using all of the app's features. So let me tell you what help will get you. So stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/help. Gilly really fast.
Oh, that's right. It's rocketmoney.com/help. Rocketmoney.com/help. Get help with Rocket Money.
This episode is brought to you by Squarespace.
Oh, Jake.
Squarespace is something that we have used on this show to build the website Suits and Wigs.
Yep.
Which is a party that is coming up. Squarespace makes it easy to create a beautiful website, engage with your audience, and sell anything from products to content to time all in one place, all on your terms.
I will say I've only used Squarespace for my personal website, GarethReynolds.com, because it is so easy.
Yeah.
And it's so easy to make changes. And it's like, if you had told me that at any point I would be working on my own website, I would have said you're crazy.
I totally agree.
But Squarespace makes it so you can do it.
Yeah.
And they've got all those things now. You can do your own online store. They just keep kind of expanding. So I've worked with Squarespace for ages.
Well, let's find a way to get 10% off of the first purchase of a website. So let's bring in the closer here.
What you're going to need to do is go to www.squarespace.com/Gil sent me to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain using the promo code Gil sent me. That's squarespace.com/Gil sent me.
This episode is brought to you by Doer. Doer is a clothing company that we've been very excited about. As you can see, I'm wearing the pants. I'm wearing the shirt. They are comfortable. It stretches just right. If you're listening, go on YouTube just to see this goddamn fit. In the first one, the setup of that was I had gotten clothes for Gareth and we were going to surprise him. So he has now changed. It is a different day. He is back. And check out the Doer fit. Looks good, Garf.
It is really good.
So Doer makes stretch performance denim and lifestyle apparel for men and women. The truth is, it is very comfortable.
Very comfortable, and we both love our looks.
We like our
looks. And Jake picked my look.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The fact that Jake picked a look for me and we're both satisfied
is wild.
It's wild.
It's
That's
wild.
A Venn diagram.
So upgrade your wardrobe and order your own pair of Doer today. We highly recommend it. You want to go to the shops, you go to LA or Denver, or you can shop online at shopdoer.com/Gil sent me. D-U-E-R. So shopdoer.com/Gil sent me to get 20% off now. Remember, Gil.
Hey everyone, producer Kevin here. This next follow-up is from episode 18 of the podcast. It is called This Is Where the Watermelon Comes Into Play with Max Greenfield. It is the second call from that episode, and that came out October 16th of last year. So if you want to check it out as a quick refresher, go for it. Enjoy.
Hello.
Welcome back.
Thank you. It's good to be back. How are you guys?
Good. So this is a follow-up, but Gareth and I do not know what the call is. So can you please tell us your name and take over? Remind us and the audience who you are.
Oh, yeah, of course. Thanks. Yeah. My name's Maddie. I have a cat named Sushi.
This was a while ago.
So Sushi was having issues with
watching you have sex.
Right.
Yes. Wait. Yeah, Sushi. So Gareth, Sushi used to watch Maddie and her boyfriend have sex, and she thought. And then you suggested, I think, getting Sushi like a masturbation toy.
Is that true, Maddie? A bag partner. Yeah. That probably happened.
Yeah. Right. Right.
And then you were like, "Oh, Sushi must be just a really horny cat."
It's amazing to look back on these already. We have not been doing it that long. Yes,
that's wild advice. So Maddie,
I did not stand by it.
I think mine was probably putting.
I was running scared. Yeah.
And Gareth
yours was Jake's was probably euthanized, and I was like, "You need to find another cat to bang Sushi."
No, I did not say euthanize you, maniac.
Jake, we're having fun.
I said put a gate up.
Whatever it was, that's basically euthanization. Of course, Jake was like, "We're gonna build a wall."
build a wall. Gareth is like, "Let every cat fuck."
Yeah, right. We really were the two political parties. I was like, "Everyone should be banging at the same time." Jake's like, "We're gonna build a beautiful gate. It's gonna be an unbelievable gate at the Southern Room."
All right, so Maddie, the floor is yours. What is going on with this horny cat?
Right. So it did keep happening.
Awesome.
I did not find it a sex toy.
It's criminal, actually.
That's my new advice.
By the way, those don't exist. You can't go into a pet store and go. You can't go into a pet store and go like this. I'm looking for something for my cat to masturbate on.
No, you'll go to jail.
Yeah, you'll go to jail.
Thing. You go to the porch. You go. I'm looking for a real cat. No. You know, like a real doll with a cat.
If we as humans get to the world where they create sex dolls that are animals, I give up. I'm committing suicide.
I'm just done. Shark Tank, my friend.
And when you said it was the photo of little boy Gareth with their orange hair.
I have orange hair trying to catch fish.
By the way, this little guy, and Maddie, you'll see it on YouTube. This is the person I imagine, Gareth, when we text about the Packers.
This
little guy's like, "I'm part owner. I had something to do with the signing."
He was.
Who I imagine.
It is upsetting. It is so upsetting.
So your cat is as horny as ever. What's happening?
Yeah, so it's probably probably not good comedy, but
oh no.
I did end up taking him to the vet.
Oh.
And
he was having urinary issues.
Oh, my Lord.
Hey, Gareth, that's your problem, buddy. You have urinary issues.
I can't wait to tell all my suitors.
So
It's not me. I got to piss a lot.
So I'm not actually as much of a pervert as you think. But the veterinarian said I have urinary issues.
Sorry I asked for those filthy videos, but I have a urinary issue.
So, is Sushi like a urinary tract infection?
It was urinary blockages.
Okay.
So, like, I think the time that we called, it wasn't like a super bad one, but it did come back. And so now, like, he's totally healthy, totally fine. But now I know what to, maybe when he starts humping me, time to go to the vet.
So, Matt, so that's a great follow up, Maddie. He was humping to give you a warning saying, having an issue.
Help.
And, Maddie, you thought, he's so jealous of my ex, he's dying to have sex with me.
Your ego, Maddie, is in question here.
This is a wild spin. He's like this. There's something burning. As my owner, I need help. And you're like, take it easy. I know I look cute in these jeans.
Jesus, you little perv.
God, you're such
a
maniac.
Let mama handle it.
It's like I
I'm in pain.
I'm begging you to take me to a vet, and you're like, cool it. It's called a Bob.
I need to see a professional. God, he's in heat. Sushi, relax.
And so, Maddie, you found out that, and then what happened? You got some antibiotics for little Sushi, and now he's done humping?
Yeah, they had to, like, express his bladder, and then I just give him special food every day.
Okay.
And
Sushi's back to being a regular old cat. He's done with his pervy ways.
Well, they were never pervy ways. He was having pain in his.
I don't know,
Gareth.
In his urethra.
I'm trying to find a way that we helped.
Well, I have a question, and maybe this will open an avenue. Any part of you miss it, Maddie?
Oh, that's a great question.
Oh, God.
Any party you go,
remember the good old days, Sushi?
When you had that little hump fur devil on your shoulder.
Or, Maddie, any part of you feeling insecure when you're having sex, you're like, we're doing it wrong. Why? My cat's asleep.
Yeah, or wondering if your boyfriend is just doing it because he can't pee.
It'd be really sad if we found out, like, 80% of men just have urinary issues. And once we got that fixed, like, the porn industry went down and men finally started behaving normally.
Yeah, like, society just be, we have a bullet train all of a sudden. Better.
Yeah, all of a sudden, we just... cooled it.
Really,
what happened?
Started,
I don't know.
We found ourselves.
We're better.
We're just better.
They put this medicine in our water, and now we're done. We're build the wall. Everyone's well, that's something we both agreed on. We're going to poison the water. So, Maddie, we appreciate the call. We're very happy for Sushi, and we're a little bit sad for you.
Yeah.
That you've lost this little ego boost of your cat just dying to get on with
it. I'm going to do everything I can to give Jose a little blocked urine so that I can experience the joy that you did. What? It's nice to have a partner.
Maddie, thank you for the call.
The ego boost is nice. All right. Thank you, guys.
Appreciate you.
We know you have a heart out like Sushi. Thank you.
All right. Bye.
We're Here to Help is hosted by Jake Johnson
and Gareth Reynolds.
The show is produced and edited by Kevin Bartelt, and the associate producer and editor is AJ McKeon.
Our social media director is Caitlin Tanwakio, and our video editor is John DeBruin.
The theme song is made by Oliver Raleigh, and you can check out his music at oliverraleigh.com. That's Oliver, R-A-L-L-I.com.
The album artwork is by James Fosdyke. You can find him on Instagram at James_Fosdyke, D-I-K-E. And if you'd like to see me do stand-up on the road, go to GarethReynolds.com.
Additional artwork by Patty Holland. You can find him on Instagram at PaddyHolland2004. And if you'd like early access to episodes, subscribe to our Patreon at patreon.com/heretohelppod.
And if you'd like to be on the show, email us your question at helpfulpod@gmail.com.
All of the advice given on We're Here to Help is for entertainment purposes only, and all listeners should be adults and make their own decisions.